This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Red Cliff Tribe in Bayfield has received a $5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to establish an assistance program for tribal members who own manufactured or mobile homes. The Preservation and Reinvestment Initiative of Community Enhancement Funding will allow residents to apply for home repair or replacement assistance directly from tribal organizations. Officials expect to begin accepting applications in the next few months, and construction work could begin shortly after. The U.S. Department of Transportation has announced $11 million in funding for repairs of the aerial lift bridge in Duluth. According to a press release on Tuesday, the grant funding will be provided through the agency's RAISE program. Transportation officials plan to use the funding to replace deteriorating sections of the bridge and pedestrian walkways, as well as conducting structural repairs. Lawmakers say the funding is critical for maintaining the historic bridge, both for residents to enjoy and as an essential transportation corridor. The Wisconsin State Telecommunications Foundation is offering scholarships for high school seniors planning to attend a two-year technical college. The program is sponsored by various telephone companies in the state, and students can apply for one-time scholarships between $1,000 and $1,500. The application materials can be found on the WSTF scholarship website, and they must be submitted by February 17th. The program has awarded nearly $2 million to nearly 1,500 students since its creation in 1986. North Lakes Community Clinic has announced new behavioral health services in Rice Lake. According to a press release, the healthcare organization will reopen the former pediatric therapy clubhouse location in the city and plan to hire back many of the providers who worked at the facility before it was closed by Marshfield Clinic Health Systems in 2023. According to North Lakes Community Clinic officials, the organization will offer a sliding fee scale for the services to remove any potential financial barriers for residents seeking care. Wisconsin drivers may not give much thought to mile markers as they fly past them on the highway, but the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding people that they serve an important purpose. Law enforcement authorities say paying attention to the mile markers before a crash can lead to faster response times for help, prevent more secondary crashes, and help authorities clear traffic jams faster. Mile markers are placed on either the right side or median of the highway, and drivers should take note of the closest marker when calling for help. With a new legislative session officially underway, Wisconsin Republicans are quickly getting to work on a measure to enshrine voter ID requirements in the state constitution. Changes to the state constitution must pass in two consecutive sessions in the legislature before being added to a statewide ballot. Republicans have until January 21st to approve it for a second time for inclusion on the April ballot. The change to the state constitution would make it nearly impossible for those challenging the law in the court system to find success. The Webster teenager accused of setting multiple mailboxes on fire in Barron County has officially been charged. According to court documents, the 17-year-old was charged with one count of possession of explosives for unlawful purpose, 8 counts of arson of property, and 10 counts of criminal damage to property. The mailbox fires were set on December 26th, and authorities located the suspect vehicle soon after, allegedly finding items that had been stolen from the mailboxes as well. A 15-year-old in the vehicle was also taken into custody. The City of Duluth and the union that represents nearly 500 city employees have come to a tentative bargaining agreement to avoid a strike. According to union officials, the new collective bargaining agreement provides city workers with competitive wage increases, improved working conditions, and a commitment from the city to retain and recruit more workers. The union voted nearly unanimously to authorize a strike in December. City officials said the new deal will aid in hiring and retaining workers while maintaining a focus on core services. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation have announced the opening of the first electric vehicle charging stations funded by the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. According to a press release, the fast charging stations recently began operations at Quick Trips in Ashland, Menominee, and Chippewa Falls. Funding for the stations came from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Governor Evers has made expanding electric vehicle infrastructure a priority for the state to encourage more drivers to purchase the vehicles. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority have announced $2 million in grant funding to improve living conditions for those struggling with housing insecurity. According to a press release, 52 organizations across the state will receive a portion of the funding for projects that improve emergency shelters, transitional housing, and extremely low-income housing. Access to affordable housing has become a major issue in many areas as the unhoused population continues to grow across the state. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk when he catches it on the elbow. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. The Golden Neal's now 14-2. College football, Badgers defensive back Xavier Lucas. In a dispute with the team, Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. We should not have lost that game. Clean slate. I'm moving forward. Offense, defense. We get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf. That's the fact of the matter.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Season 2 of HBO's The Last of Us is slated for an April release. Sony Studios confirmed the news at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas earlier this week. Speaking of video game adaptations, during the same press conference, Sony revealed plans for another video game adaptation of Horizon Zero Dawn with Columbia Pictures and Sony PlayStation. There's no timeline yet associated with Zero Dawn, and a specific date was not yet given for the April release of The Last of Us. Paul Mescal says he has an injury to thank for landing his part in Gladiator 2. Mescal says director Ridley Scott cast him because he thought he looked similar to Richard Harris, who played Marcus Aurelius in the first Gladiator. Mescal plays Lucius Aurelius, Marcus's grandson, and believes he got the part because of his crooked nose, which he broke as a kid while playing Gaelic football. That is lucky, but to be honest, most actors would break their own nose to get a role like that. Demi Moore is getting rave reviews regarding her acceptance speech for her Best Actress Golden Globe. Moore won for her role in the film The Substance. She says the Golden Globe was the first award she had ever won for acting in her 45-year career. The actress says she was at a low point in her career when what she called an absolutely bonkers script came across her desk. She agreed to do the role, and the rest is, as they say, history. The holidays continue for Zendaya and Tom Holland. The couple, who have been dating since 2021, are reported to be engaged, according to TMZ. The couple shared the screen in 3 Spider-Man films, but typically do not walk the red carpet together. Holland says he was not with his fiancée at the Golden Globes, so she could enjoy her moment. Zendaya was nominated in the Best Actress category for the film Challengers. I think they will each make a great first spouse. The Golden Globes kicked off awards season Sunday night. It was good news for the entertainment world, as ratings were up across the board, including broadcast TV, social media, and streaming, despite the fact that the Globes were up against Sunday Night Football. Network TV reported that ratings were up 50% from the broadcast in 2023. The ceremony also produced 40 million social media impressions, which were more than the 2024 Oscars and Grammys had combined. Streaming ratings were up 9%. Post Malone performed with Beyonce during the NFL halftime show on Christmas Day in Houston. The night before, he was hanging at a bar called The Rail Yard with Shibuzi. That was a fun sentence to say. Malone met bartender Renee Brown, a single mom upset that she was working Christmas Eve for the first time instead of home making cookies and watching Christmas movies with her 9-year-old daughter. Her night picked up when Malone left her a $20,000 tip. Being more than 15% is so gauche. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper teens to near 20 this afternoon, with wind light out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down into the upper single digits to around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the mid-20s with a little light snow possible by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 2 above.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.